1. Promise. Now then, these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob, each of them with his household: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sum number of people descended from Jacob was 70, and Joseph was already in Egypt. Then Joseph died, all his brothers and that whole generation. But the Israelites were fruitful and grew in number. They multiplied and grew very, very strong, and as a result, the land was filled with them. Now there emerged a new king over Egypt, one who did not know Joseph. He said to his people, "Look, the Israelite people are more numerous and more powerful than we are, so let's be smart in how we deal with them, or they will increase, and in the event of a war, they'll ally themselves with our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land." Exodus 1:1-10. Last summer, when I was spending time in Jerusalem, my oldest son and I visited the renowned Holocaust Museum, Yad Vashem. Bringing my son was intentional on my part. One might say it was even a mission. My grandfather, Max Gutmann, was a German Jew whose larger family was wiped out in the Holocaust. And so, though I am a confessing Christian, a part of me identifies with the victims of the Holocaust, most of whom were, of course, Jewish. It is as if some of my roots are bound up in that event, and I want my children somehow to own that as well. I don't want them to forget. And I inwardly hope that one day they will bring their children and continue to remember down through the generations. We had been to this museum before, yet every time I go, it might as well be the first time. The outrageous displays of Nazi memorabilia, the gruesome photos of human butchery, video after video of powerful interviews with Holocaust survivors, the experience never becomes old or commonplace. Nor, I suppose, should it. If it did, something would be terribly wrong.